Now to your health and eating well on a budget. If you like the idea of salmon and arugula, but it's frozen pizzas or bagel bites that end up on your dinner table, your life may not be all that different from busy doctors who are eating on the run. NPR's Allison Aubrey traveled to the campus of the Culinary Institute of America in St. Helena, California. Through a collaboration with Harvard Medical School, the chefs there are training physicians to cook.
If you've ever assumed that meals that taste really great must be loaded with all the stuff that's bad for you, well, then meet Michelle Hauser. She's about to demonstrate how you can whip up healthy meals in under 20 minutes for less than $20.
Go ahead and give that a smell.
Mm.
It has like a very musky lime scent.
As she snips sprigs of a citrusy herb from the garden here at the Culinary Institute, Hauser sounds every bit the foodie. But she's a world away from the diet she grew up on and grew heavy on as a kid. One staple was commodity cheese, handed out to families like hers, living on food stamp budgets. A turning point, she explains, came when she first moved away from home, and she was blown away by all the beautiful fresh food she discovered at a farmer's market.
And so I just started getting all of these really interesting vegetables I had never seen before and picking the farmer's brains as to how I would cook with these things.
Her approach to eating changed gradually, bit by bit, emphasizing a more plant-based diet. A decade later, she's teaching it.
Can you hear me okay? No. Okay, I see some yeses and nos.
With the herbs in hand, Hauser has stepped into the Institute's huge demonstration kitchen. A video feed connects her to a packed classroom of students.
So I'm just going to dump my two cans of salmon into this bowl.
Pressing chunks of salmon into a strainer, she talks up all the flavor and the omega-3s packed into the grilled salmon burgers she's about to make.
And I'll tell you, I know that anyone can do this recipe at home because I gave it to someone that absolutely cannot cook. And they made dinner successfully, so that was my acid test for this recipe.
Now, before this all starts to sound like some kind of Rachel Ray cooking show spinoff, what you should know is that this isn't just a cooking class. Michelle Hauser is a professional cook by training, but she's also now a third-year medical student at Harvard, and her students are doctors, too. Many of them want to spend more time focusing on diet, lifestyle, and disease prevention with their patients.
Okay, we're almost there.
Hauser has added some eggs, herbs, spinach, and whole wheat breadcrumbs. As the first of the salmon patties come off the stove, students gather in for a taste test.
It's delicious. It's very good. Very tasty.
Physician Tasha Tomlinson says they taste like a lighter version of the salmon croquettes popular in her culture. With less saturated fat at a cost of about $1 per serving, she says she'll take the recipe back to her patients.
Well, most definitely in my practice, there is like an epidemic of young women who are just overweight and sedentary, and they're always looking to me for things that they can do to get back on track.
Thinking out loud, she says maybe she'll coordinate demonstrations for her diabetes patients who gather once a month.
What if we did this in that diabetes class, then they could learn one new recipe or a couple of new recipes to kind of incorporate into their weekly shuffle?
When people learn from each other by actually cooking, they're less intimidated in the kitchen. Physician Laurie Elliott of Chicago says what she's learning is that she needs to show her patients how to make changes.
You can go to a patient and say, listen, I'm not going to tell you you can't have this and this. I'm going to say, look at all these great new things you can try, and here are some practical strategies for it.
Strategy one is to think about flipping portion sizes on your plate. The protein or meat in a meal should be no bigger than a deck of cards. Instead, build a meal around vegetables. It should be 50% of your plate, then add whole grains and flavors.
Is anybody here tired of black beans and brown rice yet?
In the demonstration kitchen, Culinary Institute instructor Tucker Bunch has students prepare two kinds of whole grains, quinoa and farro.
We can drain and rinse these.
The grains cook just like rice, but offer more texture and flavor.
This is all really nice stuff. It's starting to feel a little Mediterranean, right? A little oregano. Got some edamame, which is a little bit outside the norm, but they're loaded with great nutrition, especially when they're whole.
Edamame are just a type of soybeans. You can buy them in the frozen food section. Bunch adds some baked chicken, some fennel, and he's got a meal.
So here's night one.
But there's still a lot of food left over. So the concept here, explains Bunch, is to cook once, eat three or four times. The extra meals he calls planovers.
I've got some of that nice vegetable stock.
This becomes a soup. He just adds bits of chicken and vegetables. Then he makes a salad, served cold, adding yogurt. Another plate is a drumstick with the vegetables mixed on the side.
So now I've got four meals, one simple combination of pretty basic ingredients, and I cooked it in one pan.
Pulling it off takes a combination of practice and planning. But your local grocery store doesn't need to stock a wealth of exotic, fresh ingredients to make it happen. Remember, Michelle Hauser's salmon burgers were made from canned fish and frozen spinach. Hauser says she did enjoy the time she spent working in restaurants, cooking fancy food. But her calling as a physician seems to be headed towards teaching food.
The biggest aha moment I had was when my students would come back, and these were just people taking one class at a time in the community, would come back and say their blood pressure had improved or, you know, some health benefit had come of it, and it just kept being repeated, and they were just cooking what they loved.
It was Hippocrates who said, "Let food be your medicine." Hauser's approach isn't far off. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
And you can get Michelle Hauser's salmon burger recipe and a few more recipes for healthful family meals under $20 at npr.org/yourhealth.